Thank you very much, John.
Rocky Barker, incident controller for the CFA at Kangaroo Ground. We've got any number of talkback callers, but this one's special. Deirdre, good morning.
Good morning. Actually, good evening from me.
Where are you?
I'm in Paris, in France.
Calling in on our talkback.
Calling in on your talkback, indeed. With some information, actually, for a caller who called at 1 a.m. your time this morning. They were calling to ask if anyone knew the whereabouts of Charlie and Betty Argent from Buxton, because that's the Marysville area that's been pretty wiped out by these fires. And they're actually, I was on the mobile phone with my mother about an hour ago, and she's with Charlie and Betty Argent, and they're all okay. And their house is okay. My parents are their next door neighbours. They all got trapped in there by the fire, and they've managed to save the two houses. But they can't actually get out yet. All the roads are still blocked, so they're still trapped in at their farms, but they're all okay.
So you're coordinating the rescue effort for your parents from Paris, France?
Yes, and also via Holland. It was actually a friend of mine in Holland who heard the caller, who then texted me. I found my mother, and so we all now know that they're okay, and now we're just trying to get through to the Red Cross to let them know that these people are still in there and are still trapped in there, but that they're actually okay.
The scenario is mind-boggling, but the outcome is what's all important, Deirdre. And
isn't it crazy?
I'm sure it's,
and somehow the technology works.
Yes, it's freezing cold, I'm sure, in Paris. It's boiling hot here.
Yeah, it was snowing all day. It was very strange to hear all the fire reports and be trying to follow things on the internet, and it's snowing all day outside.
Well, I'm delighted that in your instance everybody is safe. Of course, tragically, that's not the case for everybody, but that's wonderful news. Look, thank you for getting through on our very congested phone lines, and enjoy the rest of whatever time you've got over there. Thank you, Deirdre.
Thank you.
Deirdre calling from Paris. Yes, Paris, France, to say that she's been trying to coordinate a rescue effort, successfully in this case, for her parents. For listeners in Sale, our transmitter has been damaged. You can listen through community